the People Show, coming to you live from the Kintech Studio. Kintech, Canada's favorite orthotics provider, powered by thousands of five-star Google reviews. Sore feet, what are you waiting for? Find your perfect fit at kintech.net. The People Show, brought to you by Applewood Mitsubishi. We welcome Applewood Mitsubishi into the fold. Mitsubishi's 10-year, 160,000-kilometer powertrain warranty is bold, but they have over 100 years to back it up. Details at Applewood Mitsubishi in the Richmond Auto Mall. It's the People Show. You can get involved, 604-280-0650, 1-888-275-0650. If you're shy, you want to text in instead, 650-650 into the Dunbar Lumber text message inbox. Dunbar Lumber, three stores to serve you in Ladner on Bridge Street, Dunbar Lumber Express at Ladner Center, or Arbutus in Vancouver, online at dunbarlumber.com. No reason to be shy, though. Call in 604-280-0650. You're amongst friends. I'm Bic, Dom, Victor, behind the glass, running the show, feeling the vibe, loving the flow right now. Guys, how are you doing?
Buzzing.
Buzzing after yesterday.
Vibes are high, as you've been saying.
The vibes are good, man. Come from behind. Unbelievable. Wouldn't have ever thought it was possible. Two goals in the final 3 minutes. Instant OT win.
You know how writers usually file their stories right after the game is over because they've been writing?
Yeah, 700 words just gets deleted. Boom. Done.
I imagine that's how you and Sad are when you're about to have a post-game discussion.
No.
And then that happens and you just completely flip it on its head.
I would never put myself in the realm of the writers, because that is a tougher gig.
No. Listen,
but like,
we're not stretching that far. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, the conversation you thought you were going to have with five minutes left to go in the period was vastly different than that which you had.
But we don't have to do it with a certain Pulitzer Prize level of stringing the words together.
Well, sports talk radio. It's the lowest common denominator here.
Ours is just like, throw it up against the wall, see what works, and callers are calling, the phone's lighting up, and texts are streaming in. Text inbox yesterday. Out of control.
Dunbar Lumber.
Out of control yesterday, right when the Lindholm goal goes in. It was just like the stock ticker. Just like, do-do-do-do-do-do. It was just unreal yesterday on the postgame show. I imagine we'll get more of that tomorrow.
Bye.
People were like, how do I get stock in the Canucks? Right now! It was out of control. All right, a lot to get into. Batch will join us as well later on in the show, second half of the show. But let's start, as we always do, with the tea.
Anytime someone brings up the stocks, I think of Trading Places, Eddie Murphy movie.
Ooh, you know, I've been meaning to do a rewatch.
It's really good.
It's been a while.
Mortimer, I think, was the guy's
name. What other, like, I always think of, like, The Big Short, but that's not really, like, comedic. That's downtrodden.
You thinking, like, finance movies?
Yeah, it's less stocks.
Yeah, I don't know.
What other good comedic or stock movies are there?
I don't know.
Oh, Wall Street.
There you go.
Let me see.
Wolf of Wall Street, you mean?
Wolf of Wall Street, too. No, yeah. I meant, like, Wall Street. Like Michael Douglas.
Oh,
Greed is good.
Yes.
Greed is good. Oh, the OJs? Let's go.
Money!
That's the only time I'll
Victor
sing.
Finally figured out the drops.
Better late than never.
Yeah.
Better late than never.
Never late is better.
Never wrong, just early. Whatever it is.
There you go. The first bit of tea, Bic Nizar, is Thatcher Demko gets the Vezina nod.
All right, huge news. Along with goalie Bob and Connor Hellebuck. It merited it. It was nice to see that the 5.5 weeks away for Thatcher Demko didn't ding him.
Much like points percentage, you award fake wins. I'm just kidding.
What do you mean? What do you mean fake wins?
Because the assumption in points percentage is that the games you have yet to play count as wins
Exactly. I see you working. But no Gorgiev in there, no Shesterkin, no Saros. Demko maintains his hold in there, despite playing less than all those guys, just 51 games played for Thatcher Demko. Look, it's deserved. He was fantastic. If he was healthy, he probably clips 37, maybe even 40 wins for the Vancouver Canucks. It feels weird because it feels like it's going to be Hellebuck's, right? He gets a 921 save percentage. He was fantastic, obviously, 239 goals against for Hellebuck. It feels like it's going to be his. But huge step for Thatcher Demko to get this nod and announce himself among the NHL elite. Not that we didn't already know it with the talent that has been displayed, but the fact that he's going to end top three in the Vezina, huge feather in his cap, and huge feather in the cap for the goaltending department as well. Everyone from Ian Clark on down who puts in fantastic work, because obviously it's been massive in the series so far. So not just the Vezina nod for Demko, but everything going well for the Canucks goalies right now.
By the way, Rick Dhaliwal reporting this morning that he was told 2 to 4 weeks for Demko, game 6 or 7 of the next series. There is a chance for him to return.
So if you put that timeline in, it was 23rd is the first miss. So it's almost been a week. 6 days, man. It feels like it was forever ago at the same time. 6 days ago. So yeah, that would put it in line with
the time moves slowly during the playoffs.
Oh, man. The phrase I always like to use is a series is like a season magnified, basically. And yeah, you feel like the season takes forever, right? Like October all the way through to April, and it's just like the storylines we've been through in just 4 games already. It's been a lot. Like power play, are they going to be able to do this 5-on-5? The goalies and all this stuff. It's everything just gets compressed, and it just feels like a season in a nutshell. And then you reset, and you're like, all right, next series or next season coming up real fast for round two. If they make it, we'll see if they can do it starting tomorrow.
Another note from Dhaliwal, the next bit of tea. In fact, I have been told he, as in Pettersson, is not 100%.
Look, if you're in the lineup at this stage, there's an expectation to perform. Simple as that. It's April. I'm under the assumption almost everyone is not 100%. Some guys are a lot cleaner than others, obviously. But right now, like if you're in the lineup and you're still going to play 18, 19 minutes, there's an expectation you still got to do something. There's a difference between hurt and injured for me. And if you're in the lineup, you need to contribute as well as you can. And the Canucks are getting by and surviving if he's dealing with something right now. They're up 3-1 in the series. Does he need to do more? Sure. The big thing for me is don't hurt your team. And there have been moments when Elias Pettersson has hurt your team. So yeah, like I'm under the assumption everyone's dealing with something. Quinn Hughes certainly looks like he's going through it right now. And it's shown up in goals against. And yesterday I thought, you know, he had his tough moments, but overcame it late. Equalized whatever mistakes he may have made earlier, made up for it in a big way on the 2 goals for Brock Besser. So at some point, you still got to be in the lineup, and if you're demanding that much, if you need 14 minutes and you can do a better 14 minutes, then do that. But if you're going to play 19 minutes, dude, you're in the lineup. Either get out or perform.
Is there something to be said about certain players being able to carry the weight of an injury better than others?
Look,
does one player's game suit being injured better than another?
I think that depends on what the injury is, though.
Certainly,
right? Like that. Like that's the issue.
But like, if it's a knock, if it's just like a niggling thing that you can kind of manage, you know, some guys maybe have the mental capacity to deal with it, and others may not. You know, pain management.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
It's too.
What's your threshold like?
Too specific, I would say. Like, I'm sure some guys are able to do it. I mean, Leon Draisaitl with the high ankle sprain and making assists.
Exactly,
before,
that's my point.
But sure, but it can inform why there's struggles. But like, you're still playing. Fans' expectations are still the team needs to win. It's real simple. I don't create like a lesser line. You're like,
absolutely.
Oh, look,
no,
if it's November, if it's December, sure, different story. But like, this is serious times, man. This is the team needs to win. You're in the lineup. Real simple.
Did we get the team MVP award wrong? Because it should have gone to Ian Clark.
Yeah, man, this is the thing. 3 years ago, a lot of calls into the station, a lot of texts be like, can't lose this guy. And a lot was made about the need to extend Ian Clark. And, you know, the big moment, like Thatcher Demko at the podium, like that's the one that always stand out for me. Be like, yeah, I really hope this guy's back. team needs to do this. The overwhelming story so far this series has been the status of the goalies. But goaltending in no way has determined the outcome of these games. Poor or negative or positive, the goaltending just been stable. And that, to me, it's like Shelovs and DeSmith coming in deserve a ton of credit. But the fact that you have that stability, to me, goes to the top. And the fact that you're always in this game, that you got a chance, you have goalies that can give you a chance to win, that is unbelievable. Because, dude, this situation would crumble a lot of teams. Even just going to their backup, it would crumble a lot of teams. And to build in the infrastructure for years to be ready for moments that may never arrive, like having to go to your third string goalie in the playoffs on a team that's been on a franchise and a fan base that's been wanting playoffs and haven't seen it for 9 years. The fact that they're ready for this moment, unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Now, obviously, most valuable player, not most valuable coach, but nevertheless, this is why you hire best in class.
Most valuable person.
There you go. Hey, oh, I see you working. I see you working. But this is why you hire best in class. Because in moments of crises, you will overcome. And hey, so far, the Canucks have overcome.
There's no cap for staff.
Real talk.
There you go.
Real talk.
The next bit of tea, the streets are talking, Bick, and the fans are clamoring for the Canucks to re-sign Big Zed, Nikita Zadorov.
I feel like I know I did the Dakota Joshua as number one priority, and you can get into the prisoner of the moment type of thing. I believe that heading into the playoffs, and I still believe that now. But like right now, I think everything just has to get shelved on the like, this guy, Lindholm.
Why? Feed into it.
But like,
do it.
You get caught into the moment a little bit.
That's the fun of sports talk radio.
But the point is like, hey, once the playoffs end, we'll see how far the Canucks go. But it's like you're hungry at the grocery store right now. After every performance.
That's a great analogy.
And you're just like, oh, I got to buy everything right now. It's like the vibes are so good.
Chips, Lunchables.
You're not in rational thought during the playoffs.
Yep.
And it's hard to just be like, sign everyone right now. That's kind of the mood that happens. And look, it's not that he doesn't merit it. It's not that like the fans are wrong about it. But I just feel like everything has to be shelved.
Bick,
when is
your value at its highest?
Hey, this is great
in
for
the
Zadorov.
Playoffs.
It's great for Zadorov. And by the way, Lindholm, big winner, man. You score a couple of goals these playoffs, you get an OT winner. All this talk is like, hey, you got to get goals. And he struggled down the stretch. And we were talking about it. And I said, be healthy for the playoffs. You succeed in the playoffs, the money will take care of itself. You will be in demand. Suddenly, Lindholm's like, looks fantastic. It's like, oh, top of the market center again. Come free agency. You play well in the playoffs, it'll pay in a big, big way. And I imagine Elias Lindholm is pumped up about what's going to happen come July 1. We'll see where that ends up. But for fans of climbing for Zadorov, you're absolutely right. But it's like, I think you need the dust to settle at some point in some, like, day two hangover clarity to come in. Be like, you know what? Like, maybe we shouldn't do this. Maybe we shouldn't do this. But right now, everyone's going to be like hungry at the grocery store right now.
Let me hit you from this perspective. Who's more valuable to their team? Three forwards that are making in the teens per season AAV that can't get it done in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Or a hulking defenseman making, anywhere between $4 to $7 million per season and is an impact player in the playoffs?
I just want to understand the Marner thing. Like, I don't get it. Like, he's so good. And then
they fall apart.
But it's not even just like they. Like, yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
But I just want to know, like, why it happens. Like, how are you a completely different player in the playoffs?
Resilience.
It's too buzzwordy, man. Like, I need like
that's
a,
what we do.
I need a scientific, like, essay to be put out on why Mitch Marner just completely changes once the second season happens. Because it is stark. Because he gets, like, applauded. And it's like, oh, he's on the PK and he blocks shots and he does all these things. And he's so good during the regular season. And it's not just like, oh, it's a 10% difference. It looks like a completely different player. Like, somebody space jammed him. And he struggles. Unbelievable. And all the critiques, they're not unfounded and they're repetitive because they've been going on for so many years. But you watch a game, like, dude, just like chip a puck low. Get a body on someone. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. Anyways, to your point.
Is he Sean Bradley?
I have a soft spot for Sean Bradley because he took a picture of me with me when I was 11 years old. It's the funniest picture ever.
Is it like the Richie O'Chara picture?
It's no, I'm 11 years old. I'm a kid. I'm barely coming up to his hip. So all you see is like my eyes and the top of my head, and I had hair when I was 11 years old. And then
I'd hope so.
You basically just see like from Sean Bradley's like hip onwards. That's all you see. I'll find it. I'll see if I can find it. But it was just like embarrassing picture. Back in the day when like you were just allowed on like the course during warm up.
Right.
It was unbelievable.
So the answer is Zadorov.
No, I mean the other guys are better players. But
who is more valuable to the team?
I think Austin Matthews is pretty valuable. But like I'm not a John Tavares guy. Marner, it's like I just want to understand.
Nylander.
I just really want to understand. He's not making $11 million yet.
Not yet.
He's not making $11 million yet.
Okay. Relax.
He's still at just shy of seven.
The answer is Zadorov.
I don't think Zadorov is more valuable, but
in the playoffs,
I don't know if you're like making Zadorov your number one team, man. But nevertheless, no.
On current form, though. Anyway,
those guys play in totally different environments.
I get that. Last bit of tea here, and the big league Canucks aren't the only ones doing well. The baby Canucks, the Abbotsford Canucks, they're off to the second round.
Mm-hmm.
They'll face the Ontario Reign. Get your tickets.
Big shout to them. Success coming across the entire organization right now. Abbeycanucks.com/tickets if you want to head up games 3, 4, and 5, which I believe May 8th, 10th, and 12th, if necessary. So you can head up there. But yeah, good things happening across the organization. Playoff hockey all across
they're
the lower mainland.
With a third string goaltender.
Of course, right? It's not independent of...
what's the guy's name? Zachenko?
Zachenko?
Yeah. Cam absolutely roasted me before the show.
Yeah. We won't get into it. But nevertheless, Baines is having some success there. So obviously the goaltending that's impacting the big club is impacting the...
baby club.
The baby club as well, but hey, it didn't stop them. They're having their success, and best luck to them as they get ready for round two. All right, is that the tea?
That's the tea.
All right, a couple other things I do want to touch on. 650. I guess we'll catch up in the inbox here. 650. Get out or perform. Are you serious? I meant get out of the lineup, not get out of the city. But thanks for the text here. 650. This one, honest question, should they maybe stop playing Pedersen with 30-point wingers? He's the only top 30 scorer in the league who plays with people of that caliber. It's not even close.
I've seen
that's
this
Tim
all over Twitter.
In Vancouver. Well, it's a rational thought. Absolutely. Of course.
But what about the power play? What about when they reunite the Lotto
line? What about
line?
The power play? And
it
Rick Tocchet
look better with those wingers.
And Rick Tocchet mentioned today, no changes expected to the lines. And honestly, I think three of the four lines are playing well. So when you design a game plan that's around three centers, having Miller, Pedersen, Lindholm, you lose some of your flexibility. And that, to me, is the primary game plan. It's not about getting Elias Pettersson going. It's about winning games right now. And their game plan is those three centers, and it's working. They're up 3-1. I know there's a couple issues, but they're up 3-1. And right now, I'm not changing Miller, Suter, Besser. It's working really well. Suter looks pretty good. I know he had a couple of moments where he can help create better chances on the breakaway and buries the one that goes off the crossbar. But I'm not changing that line. Certainly not changing Lindholm, Joshua, Garland. And the fourth line, no one from that line really merits being on Elias Pettersson's wing right now. So you're just kind of stuck. And the fourth line, I think, is doing a decent job. Noticeable in the offensive zone. Lafferty having a chance late in the game there with about 5 minutes to go. PDG has done more than enough for me, not making mistakes. The fourth line has a role. And so you're looking at this right now, and just you're just kind of stuck in a spot where McKayev, Hoglander, Pedersen just got to figure it out.
What are they going to do if it's Oilers in the next round?
We'll worry about that after they get four. How about that?
I mean,
right now
they're up 3-1. People are thinking about it.
Tuesday is the only thing that matters right now. The fourth game is the hardest. I'm pumped up for tomorrow because I think there's a lot of sentiment of how are the Preds going to rebound? The Preds will give it the college try.
The survival instinct always outdoes the killer instinct.
And it's the fourth game is always going to be the toughest one. You get the team's best punch. And athletes, they recover, right? They sleep on it, get ready, travel. They'll be ready to play. But what I'm interested to watch is the Preds' initial effort versus the crowd. Because the crowd is going to be, I think, frothing, man. Just geeked up.
Underused term.
The last, think about this. We spent so much time talking about, it's been 9 years since playoff game in Vancouver. And absolutely, right? And game one, that was special. People brought it in game one. And the pop and moments and even just the initial welcome to the playoffs moment was just brilliant. And that was 9 years. Well, the Canucks haven't won a series that you've been able to witness in 13 years. And the last one on home ice, like the stanchion goal, and now that's going to be on the tips of everyone's tongues tomorrow. It's like, fired up. And the fact that you can, I used the term last night, the cup isn't in the building, but the handshakes are in the building tomorrow. The fact that it's an elimination game, you can knock out an opponent, I think crowd's going to be fired up. And how the Preds go out against the Canucks crowd and how the Canucks manage that, opening bid is going to be huge. And I think Canucks did the first goal, that might take the wind out of the sails for the Preds.
By the way, getting price for tomorrow on Ticketmaster right now is two tickets for $777, Upper Bowl.
All right.
In case you wanted to go.
Have some rich friends. Have rich friends. Anyways, we'll get back to the inbox here in just a moment. One other thing I want to talk about, the Canucks. Not quite themselves in some periods, because in the season, pre-All-Star break, they were so good, right? We talked about first and, like, to start games, they were so good. First and second periods, pre-All-Star break, 49 games played. They were plus 25 in the first period, plus 21 in the second period, and they dusted some teams with their success early in games. Post-All-Star break, got a bit dicier, 33 games played. They were still good in the first period, 13 goals for, and these are among the league leaders, but they were minus 2 in the second period post-All-Star break. So far, these playoffs, first period and second period, they're minus 1. So it's been a bit of a struggle that hasn't really gone the Canucks way through the first two periods, through these four games here. But they can get an early goal tomorrow, or the first goal at least tomorrow, changes the dynamic of that game. And I think you'll see the Predators off fairly quickly if the Canucks can get that first goal. With the way that crowd is going to be going tomorrow, it'd be massive. It'd be absolutely massive. All right. On the other side, Brendan Batchelor will join us, the voice of your Vancouver Canucks here on Sportsnet 650. More of your thoughts here. I'll dig through the inbox in the break, and I'll leave this one with you as well. We'll talk about it after we chat with Batch. The first round across the NHL right now, is it living up to the hype? Because usually the first round is the fun one, man. Upsets galore and close games, but I actually think the games have been entertaining. But has the overall series across the first round lived up to the hype right now? Because we're looking at a lot of 3-1s right now. Vegas, or Dallas and Vegas, is the only one tonight has a chance to be a 2-2 series. We might not see a game 6 across the league. We'll talk about that on the other side. Get your thoughts in. 650 into the inbox on the other side. Brendan Batchelor, Canucks playoff coverage on Sportsnet 650. It's brought to you by Avenue Machinery and Douglas Lake Equipment. Get your keys to an all-star collection of Kubota products at one of their 6 locations across BC this spring. Visit DLEAMC.com here on the home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.